Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we feature a song about old people who wander off without telling anyone. Patrick? Patrick? Where'd you go? Okay, we are on the deck. It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. It's still sweltering, Jim.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really
is. April, but it feels like August.
It's, well, this is DC area,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What it's like. This is Perfect Pop Week, featuring Perfect Pop, what people consider to be Perfect Pop songs mm-hmm. from our listeners mostly this week, mm-hmm. right? Let's get to a call here. Let's introduce ourselves first. You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
Hi, Jim. I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get to a call here from a listener who makes a couple of picks.
Hey, guys. This is Sean Hall calling from Bunker Hill, Indiana. I listened to your Perfect Pop podcast on Friday. Some good picks. I have a couple of guilty pleasures that I like to put in there. I don't know why I seem like I want to always justify these things because they maybe aren't serious music sometimes, but the weird thing is every time I make a best of list, one could be Americana, one could be, you know, 80s rock, whatever. These two songs always end up on the bottom of them because I just like to listen to them. One of them is Fastball, The Way. It comes out in 1998. It's just catchy as heck. There's just hooks all over the place. I love that twangy, Ventures guitar that comes on in it, and I didn't notice until I looked it up, but it stayed on in 1998. It stayed on the Billboard Top 200 for a year, just because of that, pretty much that one song. It's just so dang catchy. I could wish I could tell you what it was about, but I'm not really sure. But you know, it just makes me feel good when I listen to it, and I guess that's my definition of a perfect pop song. Another one, a little while back, this is from 1985. It came off their album Nervous Night, The Hooters, And We Danced. Again, I mean, it just completely takes you by surprise. It's got a little mandolin harmonica opening, and then it just goes straight into that killer riff that they use all the way through the song. They had a couple other hits, 500 Miles, All You Zombies, but for my money, this one is just the catchiest thing ever, and I just love to listen to it. Both those songs bring a smile to my face when I just listen to them. So those are my two guilty pleasures. Keep up the good work, guys. Love listening to your podcast. This is Sean Off, also an IU alum. Go Hoosiers. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, I appreciate the Go Hoosiers.
Getting a real IU alum thing going here. It's
we
great.
Are. Yeah. We are. Well, the association, they put out good word.
That's right. Right. You were in the magazine, I think.
I'm one of the most distinguished alumni of Indiana University.
Sure.
So, first of all, one thing I just... we love our callers.
Yes, we do.
That was John from mm-hmm. Indiana.
Thank
and
you, John.
He was great. He had some great comments there. This is not really about guilty pleasures, though. So...
No.
I think he's just talking a little bit about these are songs that he loves, but maybe others don't have the same feeling.
Well,
but,
he's definitely
but
gone.
Own
in
it, man.
Yeah, totally own it. And he's gone in an interesting direction here with songs that were, you know, pretty popular, more to a mass audience. So it's not like when we started Perfect Pop and I threw out Animal Collective, Who Could Win a Rabbit, right? Which is a pretty obscure song. But I got to say about Fastball a few things. One, when you say that Fastball song, to me, it's always summer, you never grow cold. Like,
right.
That pops into my mind immediately, right? That hook in that chorus just immediately flashes to your mind.
John said he did not know what the song is about.
I don't either.
It's about, it's very strange. It's about, like, an elderly couple, and they just basically decide to sort of, like, leave everything behind and go off and find a new life for themselves.
A new way.
Right.
Yeah, interesting.
So where were they going without even knowing the way? They were just leaving without really a plan, right?
Interesting. So it kind of appeals to your...
elderly?
Sensibility of being really old, but also kind of a hooky pop song that has a little bit of a darker or different,
right.
You know, lyrical bent to it, right?
I remember that song. So Fastball, as he says, it was 98.
Mm-hmm.
Fastball was a band from Texas, if I remember that correctly.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And that song, I mean, honestly, it might be one of the last sort of like rock radio hits when you think about sort of like the history of rock music. Mm-hmm. Like that song was everywhere that summer.
Yeah.
I remember listening to it at the beach. I remember hearing it on the, you know, the car radio. It sounded great if you were just listening like through a small speakers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just had this great sound to it, and you know, it's like you said, really, really catchy.
And that's what I associate it with, the summertime. And one other thing, which was I can't remember the exact circumstances, but I know our friend the Bish was there, and my friend Andy. And at some point, it was very late at night. It must have been the early hours of the morning, and I'm not exactly sure what the circumstances were. But it was one of those things, you know, Jim, where you're out and you're having fun, and all of a sudden, for some odd reason, somebody says something off, and all of a sudden, there's a weird argument that just happens, right? And there's just a strange bit of tension, right? It's a real awkward, strange moment.
Yes.
And the Bish did an amazing thing. He totally broke the ice by saying, you know, there was a few 5-10 seconds of silence where nobody knew what to do. And the Bish said, man, I could sure go for that fastball song right now. And everybody started laughing really hard, and it kind of broke the ice, and nobody was mad anymore.
That is so funny. The album was called All the Pain Money Can Buy.
Yeah.
And as John mentions, it was a big seller.
It was a
largely
big song.
Because of that song. Mm-hmm. It also had a song called Out of My Head, which I really like a lot.
I once reviewed Fastball, Sugar Ray, and the Goo Goo Dolls on a triple bill.
Mm-hmm. One other thing about it, though, is it kind of went away as fast as it came. You know, it was like a really big hit song. You just sort of heard it everywhere. It was like a song of the summer kind of thing. And how often have you heard that song in the last, you know, what is it, 18, 19 years now?
It's been too long. Yeah. I could sure go for that fastball song right now.
So, Patrick, are you comfortable with technology at all?
Yeah, I like technology. We get along pretty well. We're good bedfellows.
You have one of those units in your house where you like talk to it and it like does things for you, right?
Sometimes I ask it to subscribe me to podcasts that I like.
Yeah, and one that maybe possibly people might want to subscribe to on iTunes is our show, which is Rockin' the Suburbs.
Rockin' the Suburbs. Yeah, you could say like, Alandra, subscribe me to Rockin' the Suburbs.
That'd be great. Does it actually do that? Does it subscribe?
It will. If the podcast is there, it's a real podcast, it'll do it.
So even if you don't have some little home helper or helper monkey or something like that, what you can do is go onto iTunes and hit a little subscribe button. You just click on it. I think everyone's familiar with the point and click nature of computers by this time. And you could do that, and that would really help the show, because even if you listen to it regularly, just by subscribing, it helps you. The show comes directly to you every day, but also it helps us because it helps sort of elevate the show in the iTunes algorithm, which that would be a good thing because then more people discover it and we get to keep doing it.
And that makes a big difference, I think, Jim, what you said. You know, it doesn't take much to subscribe, even if you listen to the show a few times, right? It's free. It's very helpful. And it boosts us up.
Wait,
so others.
It's free? We're not making any money off this?
No. unfortunately.
No, it's free. You get it. You don't. We will not send you an invoice. So please hit subscribe, Rockin' the Suburbs on iTunes today.
Every day.
Okay, and we're back on the deck.
Yes, we are.
And while we're showcasing some listener picks for Perfect Pop, this one is really interesting. This is a tweet we got from Mike Kohli, K-O-H-L-I. He says, had to dig out my mix CD I made 15 years ago after hearing the Perfect Pop episode, the one we did previously.
Yep.
I have GarageLand's Finger Pops on mine. Cheers. And there's a photo here, Patrick, of the mix CD he made. It's called Skinny Ties.
Oh, look at that.
It has a Rickenbacker.
That's beautiful.
On the front. So it's all, you know, a lot of like pop rock kind of stuff. And just to give you some of the tracks on here, it kicks off with Surrender.
Oh, well.
It doesn't get much more, you know, power poppy than that.
Say no more.
The Car Is Just What I Needed, Elvis Costello, Radio Radio.
Oh, I see where he's going here. Okay.
It goes on and, oh, Marshall Crenshaw, Someday, Someway.
Yeah.
Squeeze, Pulling Muscles from the Shell. The Who, I'm a Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Two Tone, 8675309. Nice. Bad Finger, No Matter What. So there's a lot of great pop music on here.
Power pop stuff.
There's
for
even
sure.
one, I'm, you know, maybe you know this. I'm not sure I recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called September Girl. What is that
Girls?
Word? G-U-R-L-S. I've never seen that before, so I don't know what that's
I'm
all about.
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. But he called out specifically GarageLand Finger Pop, so I guess he wants us to play that, right?
That would be fantastic.
Right.
And so, I know this song. I actually have this record. This is the very first song on their debut album, Last Exit to GarageLand. And I know this because as an acolyte of the Flying Nun label, this is a later New Zealand band, Flying Nun band. Most of the classic New Zealand stuff came from the 80s. This is a later band, sort of a second generation band, but also a band that I think has influenced by some American indie pop, a band that has definitely digested kind of the classic indie era, but a fantastic record and a really driving guitar hook.
I drive my car up to the lake as if there's someone to awake. I haven't been to bed for days. I live in a twilight haze. And I set my heart to the setting sun, and I hope that no one else has done it, and the drinks are never fun. Open up the bar. I miss you every single day. I wait until I start your way. I hate the way I stray into different ways. I love the way your fingers part.
I bet that song killed live.
Oh, yeah. That's an explosive chorus.
That's really cool. That's
very
really
nice.
Great. I like that a lot.
Takes some of those classic Flying Nun elements, ties it in with some sort of U.S. indie garage and, you know, guitar bands like, I don't know, Sebado a little bit. I kind of hear in there, right? Maybe even a little Pavement. Absolutely. Very cool pick.
Excellent pick. Mike, thank you very much for that.
Yes.
And, you know, when you get a chance, you know, send us a copy of this CD.
We'll take two.
We love getting recommendations from the listeners for...
Yeah. Fabulous.
You know, any songs that you really love. And this perfect pop series is really fun to do. Like, what do you consider to just be, like, you know, essential music, where a song that just is so good, you can hardly stand it.
Very relatable and, you know, can run the gamut from... a guilty pleasure to a gem like that.
And you can check out, I'll add these two. I have built on Spotify under my account. So just search for Jim Lenihan, and I put together a Perfect Pop playlist, which just has a ton of stuff that I like. So there's probably about 150 songs that I
think are
perfect, and we'll be visiting those from time to time, including one later this week.
That's right.
I think
we're both going to add one in.
But then we'll add the listener picks on there, too. Yeah. So it'll be a great thing.
And you can go to suburbspod.com, and there's a tab there for Perfect Pop, and sort of what we've included in our Perfect Pop official playlist for Rockin' the Suburbs is on there, too. Yeah. So everything we've talked about on the episodes.
This is really fun. So there are ways that you can also submit your picks for Perfect Pop songs. You can do that. The best thing is to be like John and call.
Very best thing.
Call the Suburban Party Line. It is
612-440-1984.
You call that. Then we get to hear you talk about it. And, you know, like John, you know, you really express how much you love this song.
Yeah.
That's so much better than you know, the written forms of communication.
Yeah.
We like that.
And our community can hear you talk, which is even better.
If for whatever reason, you know, as we mentioned before, maybe you don't have a phone, you can't afford it, the toll charges are too high.
Your flip phone's stuck.
Your flip phone's stuck. We mentioned, you know, you might be in some kind of trouble. You had a burner, you had to ditch it. If you need to do written form of communication, you can do that either by emailing us, rock@suburbspod.com, or tweeting us @suburbspod, or posting a comment on our Facebook page, which is also you can find @suburbspod on Facebook. And as Patrick mentioned, also visit our website, suburbspod.com.
Do that.
You can find the show, of course, on Apple Podcasts. Is that what it's called now?
I think it's now formerly called Apple Podcasts.
The artist formerly known as iTunes.
That's right. But if you're already a subscriber, do nothing. Everything it should just remain the same.
Yeah.
But if you're not, look for Apple Podcasts and find us there.
So do that. Or you can go to Audio Boom or Stitcher or TuneIn. You can also find the show there. Please tell your friends. The audience has been growing, but we'd like it to keep growing further. So please let people know. And also, you know, subscribe on any of those platforms. And, you know, if you get a chance on the Apple Podcast /iTunes, please rate and review the show. We'd really appreciate
it. That means a lot.
And it helps us out a lot.
It does.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to continue Perfect Pop tomorrow, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Single that just came out yesterday.
What?
Fastball has a new single that
no
came out
way.
Yesterday.
You're kidding
called
me.
We're On Our Way.
What?
April 28th.
Like the follow-up to The Way.
It's on here.